The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts.
There is a growing concern worldwide as several countries continue to experience drought conditions which may be increasing in frequency and severity due to climate change. Droughts are known to have significant economic, social, and environmental impacts, and persistent droughts are the most detrimental consequences. There are different types of drought, and several parishes in Jamaica are currently experiencing a meteorological drought. This refers to a period of well below average rainfall that spans from a few months to a few years.
As we all know, Jamaica is now experiencing drought conditions for most of the parishes, and we have been experiencing these conditions for some time. We did not receive the rains we anticipated in May, which is one of the rainy seasons. The next rainy season is usually October, and we are hoping that we will be getting some rains. Otherwise, the dry spells would take us into next year.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Colonel Oral Khan. Now, as climate change continues to warm the atmosphere and alters the water cycle, there will be even more changes to the amount, timing, form and intensity of rainfall, the flow of water in watersheds, as well as the quality of aquatic and marine environments.
If the drought conditions should continue, we would see further worsening of the water scarcity in terms of water supplies from the NWC in the corporate area in the main. If the drought continues, the surface water flows will likely get lower and lower, meaning less water to be treated, to be put in distribution channels. So if we do not get the rains, we will see more restrictions. Agriculture that depends on rainfall would also be adversely affected.
The long-term projection by scientists is that these long dry spells could be a permanent part of our weather and climate landscape. In fact, the Climate Studies Group of the University of the West Indies, Mona, noted in a report on the state of the Jamaican climate 2012 that most of the projections of future rainfall for the Caribbean show decreases, especially by the end of the century. Now, given these and other potential threats, the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change is taking the necessary measures to ensure that the island's freshwater sources, as well as the ability to supply and distribute fresh water to Jamaicans, are not compromised in any way.
The NWC will continue to treat the water that they distribute. We are bringing some additional wells into operation. We are taking steps to treat and improve the quality so that it would meet up to the standards, because the NWC has to meet certain standards, and you ought to know that NWC produces the best water in the Caribbean, and we're not about to compromise that.
The revised water sector policy and the development strategy will be implemented in the first instance over a 5-year period spanning the 2015-2016 to 2019-2020 fiscal years. Rainwater harvesting and water storage capacity are key components of the revised policy.
The policy will outline the approach that the government intends to take to ensure we can meet the goal of 100% access to potable water by 2030. We will be looking at implementing integrated water resources management. We'll be calling for greater attention to the impact of climate change. We examine the issue of social water, also the issue of conservation and the need to recycle water, and also how we will go about improving water supply in the areas that are not now served by the NWC.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Colonel Oral Khan.
Join us again next week as we continue to explore climate change, Jamaica's story.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.